Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas Realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, shock ensues live on the air at CNBC. Well, wait a minute. We do just about every, this is a business channel. We do just about every segment here on how Trump's tariffs are going to cause inflation. So, whoa, here are the breaking inflation numbers, and they're up. Wait, no.
The number of the morning, the CPI. Oh, maybe coming in a little bit better than expected. 2.7%, a little light here. I'm just reading the headlines here. Year over year, 2.7. Ex food and energy core, 2.6. So 0.4 off. That is a very good number here. And it really, I have not looked at the internals. I'll look at them now, but it suggests that the internals are good as well. Let's see, year over year, over the last 12 months, there is no month to month, but some guys will be able to calculate. Seasonally adjusted index for all items less food and energy rose 0.2% over the 2 months. Mm. So if, correct my math here, Michael Santoli, but 0.2 divided by 2 is 0.1.
Yeah.
So therefore, that's a very, very low monthly rate here. The index for shelter increased, so you did get a really nice decline.
Yeah, the index for shelter. You know why that's down? Mm. 2.2 million deportations in Cronin.
There is that.
80,000 additional visas revoked for national security concerns.
Supply and demand works.
Yeah. You know, when we find out you were a jihadi, you know, posting death to America the whole time on your Facebook page while we were letting you into the country and we send you home, guess what? Somebody else can move into your apartment.
Yes.
Yes, you don't have to sell that car, that used car, and those prices are down too. So when he's talking about shelters coming down, why is that? Because of deportations. That's why. But you heard the shock in his voice there.
Yeah, that had to
right? hurt. Well, no, it did. Because, I mean, that is their whole shtick on CNBC.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tariffs are causing inflation.
Right.
No.
No.
Mm-mm, no. Now, like, as I explained all the time, that's a lie. Tariffs can cause price fluctuations. They can cause prices to go up. Sometimes they cause prices to go down. Sometimes they stay neutral. Doesn't matter. But they cannot cause inflation. Just one thing causes inflation, and that is the printing of more money. If the entire universe of money is $100 and somebody dumps $50 more into that universe, your money's worth less. So you need more money to buy stuff. Tariffs has nothing to do with that.
Supply and demand.
Yeah, supply and demand.
It works every time. So
right. And so they sound shocked that their economic analysis is wrong. Well, that's because, again, you can't cause inflation with tariffs. You can't do it if you try. You do it with your print money. But not the tariffs. You know what I find so funny? Everybody forgets this. The hysteria over the Trump tariffs in the first term lasted 4 years. When he was safely gone and out of office, he hadn't left office yet, but, you know, we're preparing for the transition.
Right.
I will never forget this. Final weeks of the Trump administration, the Wall Street Journal finally breaks down and goes, the tariffs didn't cause inflation. Wow. You mean after 4 years of telling us they were going to cause inflation or were causing inflation or it was a total disaster? But then you know what got even weirder? And I'm telling you, really weird. You know, and people don't know this, is a little known fact. Biden kept the Trump tariffs.
Absolutely.
And once Biden was presiding over the Trump tariffs,
they weren't a problem.
No, they weren't a problem. You never heard the words tariff and inflation in the same sentence again. So I don't know, January 20th, 2025, when he was sworn in. Then it was, tariffs and inflation. It is so fake. Our financial media is so fake. I really hope you're not watching it, making investment decisions. Don't do that.
Well, it's just like watching a lot of the news channels and making election decisions. Not a good look either.
There is that. So you heard the shock there. I wanted you to hear it live as it's breaking.
That was funny. I heard that earlier this morning. I had to chuckle.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And Donald Trump, of course, taking a victory lap. You know, I just the absolute irony, okay? Fox News published a great graph. I shouldn't probably talk about graphs on the air, but like you can see the Trump inflation and it's just literally flat across his entire term. Mm-hmm. And then you see it's like spike like Mount Everest when Joe Biden comes in office, almost immediately begins printing extra money beyond the budget. And then you actually see it come right down like a ski slope on the other side of Everest as soon as Trump takes office again. And that's why, because we're not printing an extra trillion dollars every quarter like we were when we got to 9% inflation, which, by the way, I'm old enough to remember they told us was no big deal. And if you didn't understand how great it was, that you didn't understand economics, then you didn't know how good you had it. And besides, Putin did it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Remember, it was Putin's fault?
Yeah.
But they never said how Putin did it, but they just thought he did. And the media, like zombies, were like, Putin did it, Putin did it. Well, where's Putin now? Right? You're telling us that Trump needs to be, you know, Trump and the Republicans need to be voted out of office because they're not fixing the Democrats' inflation disaster fast enough. That is literally what they're running on. That's what they're going with.
Yeah.
Well, if it's really bad, right, then isn't it? It's not. It's actually coming down. But inflation is actually coming down for now. We don't know what will happen next year, but it's coming down for now. Okay, well, so if it's really bad, the Democrats are telling us, at 2.7%, but it was also not very bad at 9%.
Exactly, yeah.
When Biden was enough, try to hold that in your brain for 5 minutes, your hell explode.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Two equal and opposite ideas, right? But if it's really bad, right, disinflation that we're told is really bad, then why aren't Democrats talking about Putin? Well, I just want to know what Putin's role is precisely.
Yeah.
Or is it only Putin's fault when it's actually Joe Biden's fault?
Well, yeah, that's more probably more likely scenario.
If only Americans had institutional memory, I swear. Yeah. I do this for a living, though. You guys got to work. I get it.
Yeah.
Actually, I have all this in my head. But no. So I just want to play this because it just makes me happy. Inflation down. How did that happen, Martha? I don't know.
President Trump putting the economy in focus while hinting at tax cuts and aggressive housing reform in the new year. Madeline Rivera joins us live from D.C. with the deets. Maddie.
Todd, the administration wants to keep the economy their main priority because voters will likely be thinking primarily about their pocketbooks in the midterms. The White House is seeing a bit of a boost this week with inflation easing to 2.7% in November. That is down from 3% in September. Some data is missing because of the government shutdown, but the president is taking a victory lap.
You saw the inflation numbers. It just came out today. What great timing. Practically no inflation. We've had tremendous success. We're bringing prices down. We inherited a mess. And part of what we inherited was the worst inflation in 48 years. I say history, but we had the worst inflation. It drove prices up. And now we're bringing those prices down.
Next year, the president is promising several things, including large tax refunds, warrior dividend checks for service members, and housing reforms.
If Republicans want to fix the price of housing, they could do it. All you got to do is pass a bill, federal law mandating that ID must be required to rent or buy a home. National verification.
Yeah.
Just like we do for a job, we have a law for that. And then enforce both.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, the enforcement is the key.
Yeah, got to enforce both.
We, as Donald Trump proved with the border, it's not the law, it's the enforcement.
Yeah. You don't need a digital ID, just the license. Just the fact that that's out there and Trump's in office, I think a lot of landlords will actually start asking for that. You know, for proof of citizenship to rent. So, I mean, yeah, that's out there. By the way, Grover Norquist, when we get into this coming up, pointing out what is causing people pain right now is the fact that the economy has not healed from the 29% price increase under Joe Biden. That was from the inflation. That's still in there. It's never gone away.
Yeah.
So even though we've gotten things back to historically, you know, fairly normal inflation, very much within the acceptable range, and Trump has lowered it, and it's lower month to month, even though we just got those numbers, we're still feeling the pain of the prices. But what's incredible, and I retweeted this chart because it is pretty cool, is that the only way, as Grover Norquist explained, that you can fix this is you've got to raise wages.
Right.
Yeah, you've got to grow the economy.
And that's what you've been pointing out. I think that's very important, is that it's not so much about lowering the prices, because as you point out, that could get us into stagflation situation. Mm-hmm. But it is the increase in wages. That's what we need to see. Now, you know, then the question becomes, how do you increase wages without increasing prices?
Yes. It's very tricky. But
lower taxes.
But that's what he's talking about right now, especially when you're talking about, and I love this idea in the Big Beautiful Bill. See, here's the thing. The Big Beautiful Bill hasn't taken effect yet.
Yeah.
It was really 12 smaller bills. They got it done last year. I don't like the amount of money that it spends. That scares me because we'll have to put that out in debt at the beginning of the year. That could cause inflation.
Yes.
And we've got this other problem. And I don't know who to believe. And I'll tell you what's going on right now. And it's not getting a lot of attention. The Japanese are dumping our bonds right now. And so we're having to go in and print money to buy them back when we didn't expect to have to do that, as we're getting ready to print the biggest spend ever by Congress, which is the Big Beautiful Bill, unfortunately. So those two twin things could drive inflation at the beginning of the year. EJ Antoni, who Trump tried to appoint as the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, is warning about that. That's not good. But Scott Bessent said, we'll be okay. We're going to see inflation continue to decline. I don't know who's telling me the truth. It's going to be interesting the beginning of the year. But here's what's really cool, Lee. I love this. You're going to start to see no taxes on tips. Mm-hmm. You're going to start to see no taxes on overtime next year.
And Social Security.
And so you're going to see families walking away with $11,000 to $20,000 tax rebates. You're going to get... that's the equivalent of it. Or you're going to see these people keeping so much more of their take-home pay. And you know what I love about this, too? It incentivizes work.
Yes.
If you work overtime, you're in the tax-free zone there. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. So you're not being penalized for working more. And that's going to power the economy, too. It's going to make it more efficient. So I love it. It's going to be a great year if we could get the Japanese to stop dumping our bonds and maybe slow down on the printing. I don't know.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Well, the alien interstellar comet that's been zipping through our solar system is making its closest approach to Earth today. So we'll keep our eye on the aliens. I'm more interested in the Epstein docs, which by law are supposed to come out today. I very much doubt they will. Yeah. If it's anything like the origin of COVID docs, which have been declassified not once but twice now by law, by Congress. Once by Donald Trump, signed into law, and once by Joe Biden. We haven't seen those yet. Including most recent declassification in the NDA, which is the National Defense Authorization. I don't think we're going to ever see them. I don't think we'll see the Epstein docs today. And the Democrats are preparing to go wild when Trump doesn't put them out. Folks, I don't think he can. Well, you think Comey's little girl left him laying around? Shoot. That didn't happen. That didn't happen. It's not going to happen. They can't get their hands on that. Usually you think they would leave documents around documenting with that many people in the Democrat Party? Did you're not happening. It's not happening. Look, James Comey's little girl built as a federal prosecutor an entire career around fighting FOIA cases on behalf of the federal government to keep that stuff from coming out. They left it laying around. Trump can't get that stuff. There's bizarre commentary on it too earlier this week, if you think about it, from his Trump's traitorous chief of staff, who, I don't know, it's Friday. She's still got a job. That could be the case on Monday. She's not going to make it 6 weeks. You can't keep someone like that around. Anyway, his chief of staff said that Pam Bondi was a fool telling everyone she was going to put it out since it doesn't exist, but also it does exist also, and Trump is in it, she says, but he didn't do anything wrong. Yeah, I know. No wonder Dan Bongino's checking out. By the way, did you see that? That right there, that's extremely telling. Dan Bongino, very popular podcaster, now no longer the second in charge at the FBI. And I think it's because of all the FBI lying. He looks like a fool. Look, folks, he was making really good money, very popular podcast, and his shtick was beating up the FBI. So everybody was excited when he was going to go on the inside. And then he got that spook look on his face like they all do, like they're in a hostage situation, like there's a guy you can't see behind him with a gun to their head. And he just started FBI lying. It's the strangest thing. I think he's checking out while he could still have a podcasting career, maybe. Because his credibility shot. No. Remember when he stood there with Kash Patel and Bondi and said, oh, no, Epstein did not kill himself. Here's the video that proves no one went to his cell. See? And there was a minute missing, and people start digging into it. And what did they find? Well, actually, that video camera is pointed at a supply closet, not Epstein's cell. Yeah. Now, to get to Epstein's cell, you'd have to walk by there, sure, if you took one of the two routes. If you took the other route, you wouldn't be on video. Well, where's the video from that route? Oh, it wasn't covered. Oh. So then Epstein could have killed himself. Well, yeah. He got caught in the first lie, him and Kash Patel. Look, I don't know if he's lying or if people just tell him this stuff and he repeats it thinking they're honest brokers. I don't know. But folks, he's checking out. Bongino's checking out because of the Crooks debacle. Because Bongino and Patel sat there on television, told us there's no there there. We know, we have told you everything about Crooks. There's nothing else. Kind of embarrassing when there's a lot else and Tucker Carlson breaks it. And then Miranda Devine comes right behind him and breaks it again. More credible source in the New York Post. And wow, there was a lot there, all right. Like that he was a furry. Like that he had violent fantasies, left-wing fantasies. He'd converted to a left-winger. So there was a there there. Y'all just didn't kind of mention it. Or you couldn't extract the information from your own FBI. Now you look like liars. Don't know what it is, which it is, but it's the case. And Bongino's got this other problem. And it's a big problem. They cracked Crook's devices. Took them less than half an hour. They got right past the encryption. We know who he was communicating with overseas. They hid some of it, Bongino Patel and the FBI, because remember they said there's no more there. And then we find out he's actually posting in tandem with a neo-Nazi from Europe with Antifa connections. Oops. Sounds like there's a there. Yeah. They either lied or they looked like they did. They couldn't extract the real information for the people who work for them and actually run the FBI. I don't know. But one more incident like that, Dan Bongino never podcast again. No one's going to believe him. They got this other problem, though. And that's this. Ron Johnson re-subpoenaed, he's a senator, re-subpoenaed all the crooks' information this summer, figuring, well, there's honest brokers in the White House. There's honest brokers in the FBI. They'll turn it over. What was the deadline? November. What month is this again? December. Oh. So now it's Patel and Bongino who are withholding the subpoenaed information, including the contents of the cell phone, overseas accounts. Yeah, them. Oh, and 30,000 pages the FBI has refused to turn over. Not a good look. If you want to have a future in podcasting and commentary where you are believed to be a credible voice on the deep state. And then supposedly there's been some kind of riff with Pam Bondi over the Epstein documents and Epstein stuff. Probably because she made the both of them look like fools with that video. What we don't know is, did Bondi tell them the video was legit and it covered Epstein's cell and they just look stupid, or I don't even know. Anyway, Bongino is clearing out to get out of the blast zone. Kash Patel is apparently going to stay. So I don't know. It's a shame, though. It's a shame. And I think, folks, honestly, that's what happens when you don't go in there and wipe the floor with the place. And you just go in there and bam, fire half of them. And what do we got? 13% of the agency involved in persecuting the January Sixers? Cool. Give me that list. Fired. We'll go to court over it if you want. We'll fight over it for years if you like. When you don't fire anybody, they don't respect you. I mean, folks, it's so bad with the FBI right now. If you look at most of the major stuff that's broken, where we're finding out what they did, it's coming from whistleblowers who aren't even going to Kash Patel and Dan Bongino anymore. They're going to Charles Grassley and Ron Johnson as whistleblowers in the Senate. They aren't going to Bongino and Patel. Bongino and Patel have to rely on whistleblowers to find out what's going on in investigations they're supposed to be overseeing. How do we find out about Arctic Frost? The fact that they were working on putting the entire GOP leadership in prison with Trump. Anybody know? Not for Patel. He had to read about it like everyone else. So did Bongino. No, we found about it from Charles Grassley, who the whistleblowers went to. So yeah, I don't blame him. Bongino's checking out. I would have checked out this summer if I was Bongino, but that's just me. Gonna be interesting to see if he sounds remarkably different once he does his podcast. I bet you'll never hear him utter the words, "there's no there" again, though. Well, if you're just waking up, they caught the brown shooter. He's dead. And it turns out he's also, so bizarre, he's also the MIT killer. About 50 miles away. Take a listen.
A Fox News alert now. If you are just waking up this morning, the man believed to have murdered students at Brown University and a professor at MIT has been found dead inside a storage facility in New Hampshire. But there are still plenty of unanswered questions.
We're still investigating the motive in this case and trying to, because, like I said, he was very careful in his communications. And we just don't have any information right now to answer that question. But when we get that information, we will share it.
Todd Pyro, Fox News, visibly exasperated this morning.
They were very quick, law enforcement across the board, to say there was no connection between MIT and Brown. We reported it. We said there was no connection, according to what authorities say. And now they're obviously backtracking because they see a connection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Meanwhile, the Brown shooter, what's so weird about this is not a randomly deranged individual, although some of the circumstances around this would suggest so. Here's why. He attended Brown, and he was a physics major. The building where the shooting took place was the physics building that he would have spent a lot of time in almost 25 years ago. when he was there. Yeah. But hasn't been there since. But hasn't been there since 2003. Returns to the building and kills two random people. The guy at MIT that he killed is also from Portugal. They both attended a, they were physics students at the same university in Portugal, but again, decades ago. So this would look like a random psychological break, some kind of strange snap where he goes back through his life. I don't know. Except it was so well planned. The switching of the license plates that made him hard to track, but also double measures on his phone to keep anybody from tracking his phone. So good it fooled the FBI. Although, I guess that's not that hard to do, is it? Well, anyway, I'll let the local attorney general explain how he covered his movements. So this is not a random psychological snap that happened like this. This guy really pre-planned this.
So he was using an application on his phone, and there have been a couple of things. The Google phone doesn't allow officers to ping the direct location and get real-time location information about the phone. There was also beliefs that he was using SIM cards that were possibly European SIM cards that are carried through a provider in the United States but does not provide real-time information about tower connections.
To be clear, she's not the attorney general. She's the attorney for the District of Massachusetts.
Yeah, okay,
but
so
regardless.
Whatever. So basically, that is triple protection there. Google, using Google, using the European SIM card, which does not ping off cell phone towers here. Look, if you have it, it looks like you're in Europe, even if you buy it here. And then the app to cover up his movements. So this is a guy who thought this out and planned this out. This is not like he snapped at 4 p.m. one afternoon and went back to the physics department, you know, after he failed out of school, basically. It's weird. It's really weird. The timing of it is strange, too. The MIT physics professor wasn't just any physics professor. He had just been part of a major breakthrough in plasma slash nuclear energy use that really it's been a big deal. It's been a big deal for America and its alternative energy. People who discover alternative energy sources that are cheap tend to die quickly after they do it. Check history. But I don't even know. There's no modern connection that we know of yet between the shooter and anybody he killed. Although it appears he did attend the Portuguese physics school at the same time as this guy. But I don't know. It's weird. The internet will figure it out. The cops won't, but the internet will. You know what's really wild about this is how good X is getting at this. Because I first learned about the connection. The official news broke this morning, kind of overnight, really, in the middle of the night. I first learned about the connection between him and MIT and people putting it together on X. They've been talking about it for 2 days. That's how good the reporting is there. So if Democrats ever come back in office, I mean, they are going to have to smash that. They're not going to pull off another hoax again with that just unbelievable ability, it seems, of the internet to solve stuff. By the way, they're now saying they don't know the motivation of this guy. The cops are, you know, the same people who said there was no connection between MIT and the shooting at Brown. Yeah, those people. And the internet will probably have that sorted out by Sunday when they don't. So, all right. Major TPUSA event last night. Wife of Charlie Kirk came out and endorsed J.D. Vance. I think that's a little early, but we'll see. We'll see. All right. Coming up on the show, largest fraud ever documented by a Democrat, or really anybody else in this country, at least $9 billion with a B, just out of Minnesota. Stolen by Democrat Somali replacement voters. Now, here's what's really weird, okay? Think about this for a minute. $9 billion stolen. And they weren't even hiding it. Normally, you go steal that kind of money, you're going to overbill and Medicaid, you know, inflate your bill by 20%, code it as a, you know, different procedure or something like that. They didn't even bother. They just set up these charities and billed flat out for stuff that never existed. $9 billion at least. You know how big that is? Do you realize the entire GDP, the whole economy of Somalia, is only $10 billion? I wonder if $9 billion of that is our money, or your kids' money, that they'll have to work to pay off. I don't know. We'll dive into that. Much more coming up. One lawless Democrat lawwoman convicted. Felon. Judge Hannah Dugan. Yeah, federal jury out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, not having it. And look, her own words sunk her. This is the judge that, you know, was supposed to preside over the trial of the illegal immigrant who beat two people. They're not just here illegally, but he's a violent felon. In other words, exactly the kind of criminal Democrats just, I mean, they love. The highest form of life right now to the Democrat Party is an illegal immigrant who has committed crimes. Dugan, it turns out in court, told a fellow judge who testified against her, she was in the doghouse with the Chief Justice because she tried to help that guy, you know, the illegal, escape. Now, her defense was that she didn't understand federal warrants. Do you believe that? Yeah, I don't believe that either. She didn't understand what was incumbent upon her with the federal warrant. Okay. Well, she sent it to federal agents who came to pick up the illegal immigrant violent thug, to the Chief Justice's office to get their questions about the federal warrant answered. She could have gone with them if she really didn't understand. Instead, she sent another judge with them, telling that judge, hey, leave your robes on. Traditionally, they don't wear their robes in the hall because it's a symbol of authority and it's only reserved for the courtroom. She insisted she put her robes on and take the two federal officers to the Chief Justice's office, and the other judges didn't understand what was going on. She was being used. She said later on she was praised by defense attorneys for shielding the illegal, and she couldn't understand, like, why were they doing that? In other words, Judge Dugan tricked her, got her to escort the federal agents to the Chief Justice's office. She turns around. She thought Dugan was going with them so they could all understand how a federal warrant works. And Dugan was gone. Turns out she's ushering the illegal out the back door. It's only supposed to be used for the jury. And the jury wasn't having it. Now, they convicted her on the felony charges of undermining a federal proceeding. They did not get her on the misdemeanor of shielding the illegal, future Democrat replacement voter. But the good news is this. She's done. I mean, barring appeal, I mean, there's always the federal judge to help, I'm sure, who's a Democrat. But barring she, you know, can't get this overturned on appeal, she may do prison time. And she can get to know some more illegal immigrant future replacement voters in there. I'm sure they'll treat her really well. Or, at a minimum, she's done as a judge. You cannot serve if you have a conviction in that state. So, good. We never, ever, ever see Democrats who commit crime do the punishment, do the time, get the conviction. So it's kind of nice for a change.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.